Ernest Stewart, welcome.
I'm glad to be here.
The third annual Center City Jazz Festival takes place this month over 6 hours in four venues with 16 bands participating.
Yeah, there's a lot happening in a very small amount of time, you know. So there's 16 bands performing. They're all going to be rotating and performing during the same period of time. So there's four bands performing always at the same time.
And is this the same format that's existed since its beginning?
Yep.
And have you been involved since the beginning?
Yeah, I created the festival with a Kickstarter campaign, and I raised $17,000 on Kickstarter, and we threw the first festival in 2012.
Now, what motivated you to do this?
You know, being a musician around town, you get to see a lot of changes. You know, in a lot of ways, the scene has evolved in some good ways, and the scene has also evolved in some not so good ways. So you just try to figure out what can you do as a member of the scene to contribute, to, you know, kind of pick up the slack.
What were some of the good ways and some of the bad ways, or not so good ways?
Well, you know, the good ways is that there's a lot of young musicians who really want to play, and they're doing whatever they can to get better. They're really leaning on each other to get better, having jam sessions over each other's homes, and, you know, it's a really good scene. The not so good ways is, you know, a lot of the older musicians are passing away. You know, a lot of the clubs have disappeared. You know, even from when I got onto the scene, when I got to Temple, a lot of those clubs are gone. So we're just trying to figure out what can we do. Otherwise, this younger generation are going to just move away. And I don't want to see that happen.
When was that, when you got to Temple?
I got to Temple in 2003.
And so in 2003, what was the scene like?
It was, you know, it's funny because in 2003, a lot of the older musicians were like, man, the scene's changed so much. You know, a lot of the clubs are closing. But man, even from then to now, there are fewer places to play now than there were then, for sure.
And were these places all over the city, concentrated in Center City?
They were all over the city. But most notably, there was Ort Leaf Jazz Club, and that was the heart and soul of the jazz scene. You know, you go out to the jam session, and you never know who was going to show up. You know, there were a lot more musicians coming through town, and they would always stop by on Sunday jam session. If they were on their way up to New York or down to D.C., or maybe they just got done playing in town, and, you know, it was something else. It was nice.
And then Ort Leaf's changed.
Ort Leaf's
format.
Well, first Ort Leaf changed owners, and then that ended, and the newest owners came in and changed format.
So can you describe why it's important to have that kind of a venue where you never know who's going to stop by, and you have a lot of people coming, and there's a certain energy?
To put it, I guess, at its simplest, you know, it gives you a reason to go out. It gives you a reason to play, to want to see what's happening around town.
So what was your thinking in getting the Center City Jazz Festival together?
Well, I was just thinking that it would be great to have these guys in the room again. I only wanted it to be as big as I could manage to, you know, so that the quality of music wouldn't suffer. So I wasn't hoping to have this huge festival. I just wanted this thing that could happen once a year, where all these musicians, all these great musicians, could come into town and just play. And it could be short and sweet, and, you know, it could just be very impactful from, you know, a musical standpoint.
What's the theory of having it all happening at once, and the theory of the crawl?
Well, it's supposed to be a little chaotic in that way. There's four venues, and the bands are doing one-hour sets. And after one band gets done, you know, that venue switches over bands in a half hour, and the next band comes up and play. And this happens for about 6 hours. And during that 6 hours, you get one ticket and you go from one place to the other and catch whoever you want to see. And it's fun.
So there's no particular identity to each venue. It's
There's no identity. There isn't like an avant-garde room or a organ room or a smooth jazz room or something like that. You know, it's just music in every venue.
And I noticed on the schedule that you stagger the times. Is that so
yeah.
that...
So that you can potentially catch like 10 minutes of every band, you know, that's... I think I only know one person who's done that, you know, just try to catch every band.
Were you looking at a model of other festivals when you put this together in terms of how you structured it this way?
There was some influence coming from the Winter Jazz Festival in New York. I thought that was really cool how they just used venues around town. And in New Orleans, obviously not for the big festivals, but they have a street in New Orleans called Frenchman Street, which I love. And every time I'm there, I go to Frenchman Street because all the clubs are there, all the music clubs. And you could just go, you just zigzag across the street, down the street, you know, and there's music happening all night long in all those venues, and you just check a little bit of this guy, then you go run over here, you check a little bit of them, and then they have music happening all night, and it's cool.
It's something about having it all happening at once, even though it makes it difficult to actually hear everybody, but there's a certain energy and an excitement.
Sure, and I wanted to capture that. You know, I think at one point in Philadelphia, you know, it was like that. From all the accounts that I've heard from the older cats who were a part of the scene then, it was like that. There was just music everywhere. You know, there was jazz everywhere. There was more jazz clubs.
How did you decide what to program for the Center City Jazz Festival?
I tried not to alienate anyone. However, I really wanted to focus on getting people who were writing original music. I thought that would just be the best way just to take care of that. You know, I have nothing against standards, because I think that standards are a common language that all jazz musicians around the world can come together on. You know, you could be in Italy, not speak the language, but somebody call like an F blues, and you can all play that together. You can communicate it, you know. But for the festival, I want people to showcase themselves. And the best way to do that is to play original music, play your own music, and show people what you've been working on. And that has led to a lot of cool things. And it's led to people kind of presenting this idea that, yeah, I've been influenced as a person born in this generation. I'm showing you all the influences that I've come in contact with. And it's fun, because then you get a cool mash of things.
It's terrific. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.